Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Lebanon's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a national unity cabinet headed by Prime Minister Saad Hariri with a vote of confidence. A new 30-member national unity cabinet, comprised of most of the country's political groups, was announced in December, nearly 2 months after a president was elected. Hariri vowed that his top priority would be to protect the country from the effects of the civil war in neighboring Syria. In a statement, U.S. Ambassador to Lebanon, Elizabeth Richard, welcomed the formation of a new government in Lebanon. "I want to personally congratulate Prime Minister Hariri and commend him on forming a government," Ambassador Richard said. "We look forward to working with him and his government. The Lebanese people are facing many challenges, and they now have a government that can get to work to address these issues." The United States reiterates its commitment to the Lebanese people and institutions, as well as its support for building a secure, stable, and prosperous future. Lebanon will not be alone in dealing with the challenges ahead. The United States also pays tribute to the steadfast leadership of Prime Minister Tamim Salam throughout this difficult period of political impasse, said Ambassador Richard. "We appreciate his commitment to strong American-Lebanese relations and look forward to his continued counsel in the years to come." The United States is proud to work with its partner Lebanon for the peace and security of the people of Lebanon and the Middle East region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.